Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are
two girls and a bottle of wine. Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy Sunday.
We are back. Sunday fun day.
It's been a long time since we've done the show on a Sunday.
But it was we've made it a fun Sunday.
Yeah, you've been here for a couple hours. Actually, 2.5 hours. You showed up an hour earlier than I expected, which is fine, because what I was doing was cleaning the basement. The basement is as sparkly as a basement that is unfinished can be. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Yeah, so you got to watch me scrub my basement and, like, inhale a bunch of bleach, and then we made a nice snack, and you actually brought some really good wine. What are we drinking today?
We are drinking Barefoot Refresh.
It's perfectly pink, California, lively and light wine style.
So
it kind of reminds me of like a champagne meets wine.
Yeah, because so their Refresh line, they put them out this summer and I tried them at...
Delicious.
I tried them at like one of the fairs downtown. And I like them because they've got a little bit of spritz to them, but they are definitely like they're definitely refreshing.
Really? The dog... I'm going to take a picture of this label so we could post it on
And when Instagram I saw that Facebook. It was called Perfectly Pink, I was like, this is right up Janet's alley.
It's perfectly Janet.
Exactly.
So we're here on a Sunday because I'm traveling for work tomorrow. Thank you for adjusting your life.
No worries. What life?
I don't have one. Yes, you do. I saw your pictures from last night, soul night. I'm like,
that's once fun. A month.
I am scared to go out. When Steve's out of town.
Why?
I don't... because I don't want to drink, because then I have to drive. And I notice that when I do drink, I sometimes, like, get tired. Like, I'll have a drink, and then I'm tired. If I don't drink, then it kind of... have you been around drunk people when you're sober? I know you have, because I've heard your stories.
Yes.
It's not as much fun.
I agree. I've turned it into a
And then you spend money. Then you spend money, and you're like... Shouldn't have done that.
Right.
I had fun when I went out with your New York friends that one time. But again, I drank and then got tired. And then I was like, oh, I'm so tired. And we stayed up late. You kept my old butt out.
We're like a 3 o'clock crowd.
Dang. You stay until the bars close and then you're like, let's eat pizza.
Or after party or something.
Yeah. Anyway, so I know you have a life. Don't be trying to. Tell us that. So the Oscars are on tonight.
They it's are.
All a buzz. That's what people are chatting about. Not everyone, but a lot of people.
Yep.
And we'll probably give a bit of a recap next Monday, but it'll be a week and a day after the Oscars, so people will have already heard a lot. So I thought we could touch on a little bit of Oscar information today.
Mm-hmm.
So I found a list of... What is it a list of? Oscar by the numbers. Some fascinating Academy Awards statistics. Now, we're not going to go through the whole list because we actually have a really fun show planned.
We do.
That's really focused on wine and lots of fun stuff. And so I thought we'd do like
it's maybe... It's perfectly us.
Maybe two each.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want me to start?
Go ahead.
All right. Four. The highest number of acting Oscars won by a single person. A record held by Katharine Hepburn. She won Best Actress statues for Morning Glory in 1933, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner in 1967, The Lion in Winter in 1968, and On Golden Pond in 1982.
Okay. I'm going to go with the number two. The number of words in the shortest Oscars acceptance speech ever, delivered by Patty Duke in 1963 after winning the Best Supporting Actress statue for The Miracle Worker. Her message, simply thank you.
Aww.
I like that.
That is nice. The number of Oscar categories that have been eliminated over the years. They include Best Dance Direction, Best Short Film, Live Action, Two Reels, and Best Unique and Artistic Quality of a Production. The latter wordy category was part of the first Academy Awards ceremony in 1929 and was ditched the following year.
I'm going to go with the number 22. the total number of Oscars won by Walt Disney, the most ever for a single person. He was also awarded an additional 4 honorary Oscars and holds the record for most Oscars won in 1 year by a single person, which is 4. The most Oscars won by a living person is 8, with composer Alan Menken claiming the title.
Very cool. So we're excited to watch the Walt Oscars. Disney. We'll be back next week and talk about more Oscar fun. But in the meantime, we are 2 girls and a bottle of wine. So girls like to get together, hang out, have ladies' nights.
We do.
So we're going to start off by talking about ladies' night. Because we were actually just talking planning one in the future. And you sent me some information about things that always happen on a girls' night. Now, I know when I was younger, I used to do a lot more girls' nights than I do now. Do you notice that as well? I know you're much younger than me.
Yeah, I definitely think that my girls' nights have...
Decreased. Save your girl time for more of, like, lunch, dinner.
Yeah, like, I don't know that they're nights, but I would say that I do more girl events now. Right. But they're just not nights.
They're girl dates.
Yeah, girl dates.
Yeah. So, I thought some of these were pretty darn funny.
So,
why don't you start off since you sent the information to me?
So, did we say that it's the 29 things that always happen on a girl's night out?
I talked about it's... Okay. I don't know if we're going to go through all 29.
That works.
Because that'll take the whole show.
So...
We got a lot of fun stuff to cover.
Number one is that girls will take ages to get ready. And that does not change with age.
And it does not just include on a girl's night. But there is always those girls that are going to be a half hour late because... Yeah. I don't want to say never. I am typically not that girl. But... Those girls annoy me. Do they annoy you? Let's meet at 7, and they show up at 7:30.
Yeah.
You know? All right.
That's frustrating, especially if it's something where, like, you've got reservations or it's not, like, just going to somebody's house. Like, I know, like, for my friends, like, if I'm just, like back home going over their house, then it's a different, like, oh, yeah, I'll see you in, like, an hour or so, you know? But when it's, like, a set, like, thing, then, yeah, the lateness bothers me.
Let's see. The next one I'm going to touch on, at some point, someone will cry. They're going to cry because girls cry.
It's what we do.
I try to not be one of those emotional people, but if something turns the wrong direction, the topic goes in a wrong, like, the tears come automatically. Uh-huh. Have you noticed that about yourself?
Yes, I have. Especially if drinks are involved, it's much easier.
Yes.
So I'm going to combine these two because I think that they kind of go together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's girls will cram into toilets and bathroom selfies will be taken.
I think I've gotten better at the bathroom selfies. And I think you have too. I haven't noticed. I think the last one I remember of you posting bathroom selfie-wise was when you were going to Vegas in the airport.
Yes. I think that's probably the last one that I did. Girls will cram into toilets, though. It's just a whole nother thing.
Yeah. And also, when girls get together and hang out and drinks are involved, drunk text will be sent, and someone will drunk call their ex or their crush.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
So this happens in my life all the time.
And that is crazy.
There will be a dance-off.
Who do you dance off with?
I don't necessarily know that I dance off with my friends, but we definitely... dance off with the other people in the club. Like, we are the best in the club at that time.
Are you?
Well,
always?
In our
you
mind.
Think, okay.
In our mind.
All right.
If you guys have seen my hashtags, you know that a few drinks, my ego goes through the roof.
Yes. Yes, it does. All right. Someone's boob will fall out. I don't know that has ever happened to me on a girl's night.
I don't think that has for me either. However, this happens all the time. There will be creepy guys to fight off. Always happens.
Yeah. When alcohol's involved, you're out late at night. That's why I choose not to go out a lot, especially when Steve's out of town, because I don't want to deal with the creepy guys.
Yeah.
There will be emotional drunk confessions. That happens when there's mixed company. But
yes.
Girls, yeah. Yep.
I'm going to go with, because this happens all the time. Makeup will be reapplied in a drunken manner. And this is why I don't bring my makeup out with me, because if it falls off in the middle of the night, then I'm obviously way too drunk to be putting it back on. I only bring chapstick out with me.
That's smart. That is smart.
Because you can't go wrong with
Jasnah. I recall one night I was out with my girlfriends, and I forgot my powder. And I'm like, here, I need to use your powder. And she's like, are you sure? I was like, yeah. And she was like 3 shades lighter than me.
Oh.
And I'm like. And I look in the mirror. I was like, oh, no.
See, and I've seen the like friend. Casper. Like, I think I could probably handle lipstick, but I've honestly witnessed a friend that has done, like, the eyeliner routine, and I'm like, that is not a straight line. Nope, no, sir.
I do eyeliner at the beginning, before I go out that night. I yeah. would never carry eyeliner
me
with
either.
Me.
Even lipstick, ever. Like, I'm always hesitant because when I go out, I tend to wear darker colors, so
mm-hmm.
I don't ever want to be the clown.
No.
Ever.
Never. The last one I'm going to mention is at various stages in the night, girls will squeal in unison. They're called woo girls, and we're all we all have the ability to become a woo girl at one point. You know?
A woo girl.
If you watch How I Met Your Mother, you would know.
Yeah, and I don't watch that.
You gotta work on that.
I am going to go with, because this is really, really gross.
Yeah.
Greasy kebabs will be consumed, because drunk nights never end without mm-hmm. drunk food.
Yep. All right, so two girls and a bottle of wine. We just talked about girls and girls' night. Now we're going to turn the chariot? Do we drive a chariot on
turn
the
beat around? That's a song.
It's a music. Well, you know, like, turn the car around. We're going to turn the...
We're going to redirect.
We're going to redirect the show.
We can do a 180.
And talk about wine.
Because wine...
We don't talk about wine
it's
enough.
Typically at girls'
two
nights.
Two girls and a bottle of wine. Right.
Indeed.
And we all kind of have, and if you don't want to admit it, that's fine. It could be just Ashley and I. But we have a love-hate relationship with wine.
We do.
So, we love the fact that drinking two glasses and there's a buzz. We love that, right?
Like I love that.
You don't have to drink a lot. It's a cheap date. Yep.
It's very cheap. I mean, you can get wine at Trader Joe's for $3.
I know.
So, yeah, I would agree with that. I'm going to go with, we're just picking random at the mm-hmm. list. I'm going to go with looking classy. Yes. Love it. I always feel so sophisticated when I drink wine.
I do too.
Like an adult.
So what do we hate about wine? Well, slurring your words more than you do after any other alcohol. I have noticed that, and I think it's funny that we're two girls in a bottle of wine. We drink wine while we record a podcast, and it affects our speech. But
it definitely does.
So I do hate that part about drinking wine.
I hate the, because I get this with certain wines, the drowsiness. And it's a love and hate thing, but it's the drowsiness you feel after drinking wine. It is like no other.
Yes. It makes you sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Something I love about drinking wine are the greatest conversations that you have over wine. Greatest podcasts that you have over wine.
Indeed, indeed. I am going to go with, if my thing here wants to move, is that it comforts you when you're upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am one to always...
Bubble bath and wine.
Bubble bath and wine, exactly.
But we kind of touched on this earlier. I do hate that it makes you overly emotional.
Yes, I definitely agree. And I really hate that it stains your teeth. Well, red wine stains your teeth.
No, and I don't drink a lot of red wine, so.
Yeah, I do. Sometimes. Depends.
All right, so let's end this with a love. So what do I love? Who needs a boyfriend when you have wine?
I love the drunk off wine because the drunk off wine, it's a love because when I am drunk on wine, I love everybody. I have never, ever had a bad wine drinking experience.
Really?
Nope. And I've done the slap the bag too in college. Still never had a bad wine.
What does that mean?
So, you know, when you buy the box wine like Franzia?
Mm-hmm.
So, to get even a little bit unclassier than having box wine, which I love the box wine. I'm just going to say.
I know a lot of people that do.
So, to get even unclassier, you take the bag out of the box and you drink straight from the nozzle. And while you're drinking, people slap the bag.
Oh my gosh.
It is legit. Slap the bag.
I'm 32 years old and have never heard of this.
We used to do this at tailgates. That was like our ending. Mm-hmm. We would pull out the Franzia, slap the bag. That was usually the point where you're like...
Is there like a chant that goes along?
Slap the bag, slap the bag, slap the bag.
We should start our podcast with something new. It's like slap the bag. Or at the end, maybe. Slap the bag. Bye.
It's so much fun. It really is. And you get... It's like the keg stand of wine.
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Oh, yes. It is amazing.
All right. So we just had a nice, wonderful snack with our wine. We had vegetables and fruit and
we
cheese
did.
And crackers, and we had good conversation that didn't need to be recorded because not everything has to be on a podcast. And
then it's proof.
But and that paired pretty well with our wine that we're drinking. So I found this great article of wines and what you pair them with when it comes to fast food.
Now that's McDonald's, the ultimate class.
McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, KFC, all these fast food places, they need to listen up. They need to expand their menu and offer some wine with their double cheeseburger, ketchup only. McDonald's.
Agreed.
So, number one, what kind of wine do you think you pair with your onion rings? Alsace Pinot Blanc.
Okay.
Yeah. Given that the onion ring is just a dumbed-down, Americanized version of the classic tarte à l'oignon, a caramelized onion tart with roots in eastern France near the German border, your best bet is to keep it regional and grab a full-bodied white wine with Alsace. Yeah, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but there you go.
Okay.
I love the next food.
Pizza rolls.
I made myself stop buying them.
So I would not have thought to pair this. So the wine pairing is California Barbera, which is a red. Mm-hmm. I totally would have gone white with pizza. Mm-hmm. But it says pizza, which is a beautifully perfect, universally appealing example of authentic native Italian cuisine. I don't know about that. But the pizza roll, a peculiar and clunky piece of ill-informed culinary fusion that, of course, only America could come up with. What better to pair with the pizza roll than a ham-fisted U.S. iteration of a classic Italian grape variety?
And that one was perfect for you since you're Italian.
And I love pizza.
I think you should go over the next one, too, because of your story that you were telling me from last night.
Oh, so French
after
fries.
After a night out of Soul Night, you had
all I wanted was French fries, and somebody ate my French fries.
Damn you, Joey.
So... this is actually really interesting. I never would put this one together either. The wine pairing to go with French fries is Old Champagne.
I love champagne.
Bowling says the greatest of wines often shine with the simplest of food partners. In this marriage, the French fries' crispy exterior snuggles up to the toasty, bready character of a well-aged champagne. The wine's naturally vigorous acidity and lively bubbles slice through the greasiness, and the relatively benign and innocuous flavor of potatoes allows the delicate, nuanced character of the champagne to express itself without undue interference.
There you go. And you know, we keep referring to this bowling guy. We forgot to introduce. So this article, all of these wines are suggested by New York-based wine seller Clark Bowling. So he is a professional in his field when it comes to wine. So
and the next
he knows what he's talking about.
This next one is perfect for you.
I know, I'm a fatty.
Oh, no, I was just thinking.
I love donuts.
I love donuts too, let's be honest.
And then when you add Krispy Kreme to the front of donut, holy muffin. So the wine pairing is Moscato d'Asti.
I love Moscato d'Asti.
So Mr. Bowling says that some people seek nirvana through alcohol, others through sugar. Mm-hmm. Me, as I've gotten older, I've noticed that I've switched from alcohol to sugar when it comes to the nirvana thing. Maxing out at around 6% alcohol by volume, slightly sparkling, sweet Moscato d'Asti will augment your sugar high without getting you unduly hammered.
Mmm.
Mmm, cheeseburgers.
Mmm, cheeseburgers.
Go ahead.
So the wine pairing for cheeseburgers is Lambrusco, which is kind of like a blush wine or a rosé. And Bowling says that cheeseburgers were made to be devoured in a mad rush of ravenous hunger. Lambrusco, the classic slightly fizzy red wine from Emilia-Romagna in north central Italy, was made to be guzzled by the leader with reckless abandon. So that seems to work, I guess.
Have you tried that? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No. I'm not a big hamburger person, though.
Are you kidding me? A double cheeseburger with ketchup only for McDonald's? I have been so freaking good. I can't remember the last time I had one, but I love them. I freaking love them. Now my thing is Taco Bell. I don't want to talk about it.
Good for the next one, then.
Yeah. Number six, Doritos Locos Tacos, which I'm not a huge fan of. I think they're a little too salty. But the wine pairing is Pinotage. Am I pronouncing that right?
Pinotage? Something like that.
Bowling says two foods that should never have been fused deserve two great varieties that should have never been fused. So the reason it says that is Doritos Locos Tacos. That's where they have the Dorito around the outside of the taco. And that's why I think it's too dang salty. All right, number seven.
I love me some chicken nuggets. And what you should pair with them is an Arbois Vin Jean?
Awesome.
Something.
Say it with confidence. You got it.
Go for it. And Bowling says, to visiting aliens, the fact that such a wine, the product of regionally specific ambient yeasts, a temperamental and genetically unstable local grape variety, and long laissez-faire aging, even exists would be just as uncanny as the fact that such a food not only exists, but is regularly consumed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I love chicken McNuggets. All right, the last one, soft pretzels, which the last time I had a soft pretzel was with you in Park Meadows Mall.
I loved soft pretzels.
Butterfly likes soft pretzels, too, apparently. So the wine pairing for that is California Chardonnay. Bowling says, just as sometimes you're at the mall and starving and the only thing nearby to satisfy your hunger is a giant soft pretzel, sometimes you're at the grocery store in the middle of nowhere and nearly the only white wines are big, buttery, and California.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Agreed.
That was fun.
I like it.
Now we have to... Change the beat to the music? What?
Turn the beat around.
We gotta turn the beat around again to reality. Okay, so we are called Two Girls in a Bottle of Wine, but we don't drink constantly.
We don't.
We're not lushes. We're not crazy, crazy kids. Well, I'm not.
And even though I've never had a bad wine experience.
I have.
That does not mean that I have not gone over my wine limits.
When I was first starting to try wine, my friend made a homemade sangria.
Oh boy, those are deadly.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. So good. Until I was blowing chunks off their front porch.
That's what we called creeper juice in college.
Oh my gosh.
It was one of those drinks where you're just like, yeah, this feels great. This is great. I don't even taste the alcohol. Yep. And then you're five drinks deep and you're face down on a toilet.
Die. And it was near the end of my last relationship. And so, like, he was there, like, comforting me, and he should not have been, because I was just like, I hate you, and it was bad.
Oh, I've had those nights.
Yeah, but this was, like, legitimate, like,
right.
Okay, so, we want to go over 25 signs that you drink too much wine. That was a sign. And the last time I drank too much wine was Super Bowl last year.
Okay.
Do you remember me coming to work? I was like,
I think I was still,
because Steve came into work, we came here that night to do the show, and Steve's like, oh, how was Janet? And you're like, oh, that's why you were quiet. Someone had taken my phone and taken pictures that I didn't remember. It's the only time I've ever been so drunk that I didn't remember something.
Huh.
And I didn't remember a lot of some things. According to my phone pictures. Anyway, I should not be admitting this on, like, a podcast.
That's okay. I'll tell you. If it's on the list, I'll let you know when we get to it. But if not, I'll share at the end when I knew that...
You had drank too much wine.
Yes. Really embarrassing.
So, when the clock strikes 5, and we've all heard it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you're like, it's wine time, baby!
Uh-huh. And I can tell you sometimes, I'm like, okay, Friday, 5 o'clock.
Thursday, I get after a rough day, but every time not 5 every o'clock time. Comes around.
Not every time.
No.
Number 2 is, red, white, sparkling, you don't discriminate. And I don't discriminate.
I don't like red. I've tried. I have tried my hardest. Your only interests are drinking wine and judging people.
Because we're so pretentious when we drink wine.
That's how I used to be, but now, you know.
Yeah. I feel like I can't be pretentious when I'm drinking a $3 Trader Joe's bottle of wine.
I know. Oh my gosh, I saw a lady loading up on that $3
Trader I bet.
Joe's. Like, what? She was like piling boxes.
I might have to get a new wine rack.
Yes, because it's right down your road. Anyway.
So number four is Olivia Pope is your spirit animal.
And that's from Scandal, right?
Yes, and I'm not a Scandal fan. Yeah.
Number five, bottled box. You're not picky. Slap in the bag doesn't bother you.
Exactly. Number six is, I do this so often, you bring your own personal bottle to all social gatherings. So I have a tendency to buy a bottle for the guest and buy a bottle for me.
That's smart. At least you're planning ahead.
My thought is, what if they have something I don't like? What if they don't want to open that bottle I just got them?
I do that
with Mel. Let's be prepared. Worst case scenario.
You invite me to a party that I am able to drink at, I'm bringing my own bottle of Malibu, because nobody ever has Malibu. Right.
And worst case scenario, it goes home with you. It's like a win-win.
I never take it back with me.
I do.
My ex was like, you do not do that. You leave it.
I only take mine back if I haven't opened it. If I've opened it, then I leave it. Mm-hmm. But like if I went in, I usually do the car test. Like I'll go in, give them their gift bottle, see what they've got going on. If they've got one I like, then I'm just like, oh, win-win, leave mine in the car.
You are so freaking smart.
If they don't, I'll just be like, oh, I forgot that other bottle in the car. Let me go grab it.
Oh my gosh, you're so freaking smart.
See? It's a win-win.
Wow. In college, I know Arbor Mist is not actually wine, but that's what I used to drink in college. And I would show up with my own bottle and I would carry it around at parties with a straw.
I went through a phase where I only drank Bay Breezes. And nobody usually has those at a party, especially when you're in high school and college.
Mm-hmm.
So I legit used to roll up to a party with a bottle of Malibu, a bottle of cranberry juice, and a bottle of pineapple juice. And I would just start mixing my own concoctions at parties. I was like a walking bar.
That's awesome. Wow. I think we drink too much.
I think that's a sign.
Through this list. Wow. All right, so you have enough corks lying around to make furniture out of them.
I do not. I don't have that many.
No. Actually, most wines don't. Have you noticed that?
They don't have corks anymore.
Do we buy the cheap stuff? Maybe. Is that what that means?
That might be a sign.
I have problems. No. You've seen me try and operate a cork.
I've gotten better. Corkscrew.
I have gotten to the point where there's sometimes I've had to take a butter knife and like.
I'm just so drunk that I'm just like, forget about it. I'll just drink the stuff that falls in.
Oh my gosh. All right, the next one.
You know that wine has magical powers to help you through any situation.
Does it, Ashley?
I think so.
All right, it's your wonder
wine. Turns my frown upside down.
You worry about your neighbors judging your recycling bin. Is that why Joey takes out the trash?
There have been days where literally we have just changed the garbage and like one night of our drinking between the guys' beer bottles and the wine bottles, we just take out the garbage again the next morning.
Oh my gosh.
It's embarrassing. All right, the next one is using wine as an IV drip sounds perfectly fine to you. If I wasn't afraid of needles, I think I could be down.
You gotta work on that.
The fear of needles or?
Yes. As a friend, I should tell you should work on the
The need for wine as an IV.
Crap. You'd have wine and cheese for every meal ever if you could.
I'm honest. Well, I have a...
Look at that spread they have in this picture.
I have a strange obsession with cheese, though. Like, I'm pretty sure I was a mouse in another life, so... Mm. Like, I am legitimately down for
this. No, I think it's a girl thing. I really do.
Yeah.
Every girl I talk to, as long as they're not lactose intolerant, have a love of cheese.
Yeah.
All right, number 12, you challenge everyone who says you can't drink at breakfast. Mimosas?
Treat yourself! We were just talking about endless mimosas.
I love mimosas.
Which, did you know they're banning endless mimosas in New York City? People are in uproar about it.
Who is this person that's making New York City healthy? Like,
I don't know.
Soda thing? Is it the new mayor? Come on, New York
Beats
girl.
Beats me. You're out of touch. I just read that New York women were in an uproar about it.
Dang.
All right, number 13. You want to be best friends with Kathy Lee and Hoda.
And that's from a morning show, right?
And they've got glasses that are literally like bigger than their heads.
I'm going to post the picture.
Because it's really funny.
You know that no good story can be told without a full glass of wine.
Very true.
I need to work on that. Like, I don't even think, I don't think about stuff like that.
Oh, I definitely do.
All right.
You don't understand how people are able to keep wine cellars.
I agree. Like, if I'm buying wine, it's not to stock it. Like, we have this one wine we got as a gift that someone was like, save for a special occasion. I'm like, we don't have special occasions. 10 years into this relationship, there's no such thing as special occasions anymore.
Wow. You're not even married yet.
Like, I'm just being realistic. So we have this wine that we're saving. Joey's like, we're going to save it. I'm just like, that means, to me, in my dictionary, that means never getting to drink.
I tried that once, and then the special occasion came. It was Miranda Lambert won her first female vocalist of the year award.
I read something that it's like, sometimes the special occasion is just that you have wine or champagne.
Yes. That's awesome. All right. You think to yourself, maybe just half a glass more.
Agreed. What was our old co-worker's motto? If you never let the glass get empty, it still only counts as one glass.
Right. She was always great at stuff like that.
She was. So the next one is, your quiet nights at home end up looking like this.
A wine-chugging contest. Yeehaw!
Agreed. I know that I have funneled wine. I will sadly admit to funneling wine.
I don't understand.
I didn't drink beer for, like, ever. So whenever we had funnel contests, it was wine or hard liquor.
And Joey was driving, hopefully.
We were busting it then in college.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
There were times where I definitely funneled mixed drinks. It was not fun.
You often wake up with purple stained lips. I've never done that. Have you?
I haven't. But I'm not a huge, huge red wine drinker. I only usually drink red wine if I'm eating something that pairs well with it.
Gotcha. You and your friends know exactly. Sorry, I totally.
You're good.
I got excited. Go ahead.
You and your friends know exactly what your plans entail. We're here to drink wine.
We are. Two girls and a bottle of wine. We're here to chat and drink wine.
We are.
You don't understand how people don't like wine.
I agree. If somebody ever said that to me, I would, exactly like it says in this picture, I'd be like, you're going to learn to love it. I am going to teach you.
That's what my friends used to do, because I didn't used to drink wine. I used to only drink Malibu, and you got to work on it, and my ex, wow, I've referenced him 3 times in this podcast. Too much. Done. Anyway, it's all negative, too. Hopefully, his family doesn't listen to this. He's like, you know, when we go out, you're always ordering rum and Diet Coke. Why don't you do what the other girls do?
Why don't
you do wine? And I'm like... Fine, I'll work on it. And the picture that they have is from Cougar Town. Do you watch Cougar Town?
I don't.
You have got to get on that train.
I know. I need to.
Because they are all about wine all the time. She has a wine glass that is actually a vase. Yep.
I need to get me one of those.
Yep. And she names her wine glass.
Oh.
She broke one recently. They had a very sad day, funeral, and then she got a bigger one.
I have like a special designated, like, one wine glass that is mine, and then I have one that is mine only during the holiday season, because it's like very Christmassy.
Mm-hmm.
So like, people know, like, don't even think about touching that wine glass. They don't have names, though. I'll have to work on that. All right, the next one is, you never let a drop go to waste. And I don't. That is a sin.
It is alcohol abuse, right?
Yep.
You have conversations with your friends about your questionable habits.
Here
like
we are.
You are right now. You're our friends.
But it's okay, because they don't judge you.
True. So grab a glass and fill her up.
Because wine is made from grapes, and grapes are fruit, and fruit is good for you.
Right. Happy wine. We love wine. Whee. Okay, so we're going to go watch the Oscars here in a bit. I don't even know what time they come on. Like,
I think pre-carpet's like 6-ish usually out here. Things are earlier out here.
That's true. So we're going to go do that. We'll come back next week, give you a rundown, and I'm sure something else will happen that's exciting and fun.
We'll see you guys then.
Right. All right. Slap the bag.
Woo!